My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink. And I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Won't you guess my name?
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It's good to have Mike Bell back in the saddle after a nice vacay. I have to tell you, first of all, I love the fact that you post.
Right.
But I will tell you, I was like, dude, are you enjoying this vacation? Every time I looked up, there was another picture that was up. I was like, are you enjoying yourself?
Well, it's funny because everybody we ran into was like generally under the age of 30. And of course, what does everybody that age do? Get on their phones.
Sure.
So you'd be hanging out, yapping, and might as well post a photo. We're hanging out, having a good time here. Hanging out. But yeah, we tried to share a little bit. I mean, there's obviously a lot more, but it was really great and had a blast. And thanks for Zeno and Chris and Fricky and everybody for filling in. But now it's football season. Time to get to work because, as you said, now we really ramp up for the Falcons. Real quick story. Home Depot today down in Peachtree City.
Yeah.
And I had to get a big old gift card for the folks watching the dog. There's a guy wearing a Steelers shirt. And so I say to him, I go, we'll go see you on Sunday,
yes,
coach.
Yes, sir.
And he goes, you don't want none of this. And I looked, and so we kept running into each other, right, at Home Depot. Finally, I said to him, I go, be honest. You're not confident in Russell Wilson. He goes, he looks down at his shoes. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you know what? He's not the only one. I mean, there are a lot of people. And I said this last week, Mike. Listen, I am not fearful of the Steelers in a way that I thought we might be at this point. Going into the season and going into the offseason, should I say, we were talking about the Steelers. And listen, they're still going to try to come in here and bully us, guys. Don't get it twisted. Don't be fooled. They're going to come in here. They're going to try to run the ball. They're going to try to stuff it down our throats. But I don't trust their wide receivers. I said this to Brian McFadden last week. I don't trust the mobility of Russell Wilson. I do not think he is the Russell Wilson we saw 5 years ago. And their offensive line has issues. They are trying to fill some spots and, you know, make some room for some guys that they really don't know yet if they can play or not. Right. They have their own issues coming into this game on Sunday. Us, on the other hand, the only issue that I'm concerned about is whether Justin and Judon know the defense. To me, that's it, Mike. We don't have any real issues going into this first game. No injuries, knock wood, right? Because they kept everybody safe through these preseason games. And more than likely, we're going to see everybody you expect to see in this first game. I cannot wait until Sunday.
You know, I know when I was on vacay, we had our practice squad, our cutdowns came down. I mean, for the first time in years, guys, we're not worried about, let's be honest, practice squad guys on the roster.
That's right.
We have some talent. We've actually got depth. We've actually, you know, addressed some of those areas. The linebacker core. Now, again, they really seem to like what they've got with the corners, and we'll see. That's one of our major concerns all season long, and is now we'll see the rubber hits the road. Can we get pass rush? And I think we can protect for Cousins, and can we finally get our skill position guys the rock, and these guys can all get the stats they should have had for years.
404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you guys. Plenty of Falcon conversation. Not only today, but throughout the course of the week. Just a reminder, Mike and I will be up at Flowery Branch every Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, because it's a short week coming off a holiday. Right. Tomorrow, we're actually going to be at Taco Mac in Marietta. And then we'll be out down on the south side, Napa Auto Parts, Forest Park. And then we're going to be at the festivities over at Atlantic Station, Mike, on Friday. So we'll tell you more about that. That's going to be fun. But every Wednesday, we'll be up there interviewing, obviously, Coach Ra, and we'll have players on as well. But this is a big game. It just is. To start the season, listen, we always talk about starting the season with the Saints. And when that happens, and it has in years past, it just sets the tone for your season. New coach, new staff, new quarterback, new everything. This is a big game. And I think we're ready for it. I'm talking about the fan base, Mike, because people we ran into at the Tour Championship, and big shout out to everybody that came up. Lots of folks asking about you. A lot of people did not know you were gone. Hey, where's Mike? He's on vacation. So we ran into some familiar faces out there. It was a great time last week at the Tour Championship, and a big shout out to Scotty Scheffler. What's going on with Scotty Scheffler?
Oh, man.
He is unbelievable. We'll talk about that. But, Mike, everybody's like amped and excited. Man, Dukes, man, I can't wait until the season starts.
No, like, we've covered the preseason, and it is what it is. Other teams have different approaches. This is how Coach Ra approached. Happy birthday, by the way, to Coach Raheem Morris today. And hopefully Ra will lead us to the promised land. But yeah, this is now, it's finally go time. It's finally here. We get the kickoff on Thursday, that crazy game in Brazil on Friday. I mean, it's just as a season, as a Falcon fan, for the first time. And I know, look, with the information we knew last year, we tried to sell you that maybe if Ritter can get it together, we'll be there. Now we're not trying to sell you on anything. Our defense is, by any metric, much better. Our offense, we got the best free agent quarterback available. So there you go. Let's go to work. Can't wait.
All right. We are going to talk plenty about the Dogs and a dominant performance that has a lot of Clemson fans scratching their heads, and rightfully so. We will also get into Georgia Tech following up their win against Florida State, which is something we said they had to do in a 35-12 win over Georgia State. We will talk about all the college football games, guys. The new coaches poll is out. There are risers and fallers across the poll, and obviously Miami was one of those risers. We'll get into that along the way as well. But we want to hear from you at 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I may put him up. See Dukes in this radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on. And, of course, the show is Dukes and Bell, 929. Coming up, by the way, we're going to talk to Wes Dorham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. He also, by the way, called the Georgia Tech game. So we'll get his opinions on what he thought and what he saw the other night.
Figure that'd be a letdown, right? After, you know,
all the
drama. And again, by the way, Brent Key, I know I said it on Twitter. I don't know if you saw the video I posted as we're walking out of the stadium. But yeah, hats off to Coach Key. By the way, not only did they out-physical Florida State, they outsmarted them. Tremendous use of clock management. I think, you know, Florida State fans started to realize, oh, if they don't get a stop here, this game, yeah, exactly. This game's over, field goal to win it. But that's a huge effort. Knew there's human nature. Young people going to be a letdown. They took care of business in Georgia State. Now eventually get on to the meat of the ACC schedule.
Well, I think also our old buddy Bill O'Brien saw that game. And then last night did the same exact thing. He saw Georgia Tech's run game against Florida State. They ran for 267 last night, Mike. And their quarterback, man, he looked like He looked like the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. Didn't he run it around? He looked like that and making plays with his feet last night.
I mean, you wonder how the linebacking core at FSU got a scholarship or got even an offer, because any degree of play action, any degree of misdirection completely takes them out of their jock straps. And everything you saw and the fundamental tackling, everything you just touched on with. And by the way, I tweeted about this earlier today, Bill O'Brien, Brent Key. What do they got in common? George O'Leary.
Good call.
And George O'Leary would do the same damn thing and run it down your throat if he could. And he can throw it at you when Ralph Regan was the OC. But these are guys that came from a fundamentally sound coach. Two programs that, you know, Florida State's getting all this sex appeal and all this delusional crap about, you know, they're going to go back, run it back. You don't run it back with guys that have not, they're not vested. You know, at some degree, Carl, at some point, you've got to have what Kirby has, that culture. Norvell does not have that culture.
Yeah.
That culture does not exist at Florida State. That was my argument all summer long when people said they're going to run it back.
Well, there is a danger in going to the portal, and you're seeing it for everybody. I mean, listen, the danger only exists if you depend on it. Kirby doesn't depend on it. Kirby's still recruiting at a high level and bringing in high school kids and having them live out their dream, Mike, of, hey, I'm going to Georgia. I'm going to have a chance to play for a championship. I'm going to play big-time football. And guess what? If I'm good enough, I'll go to the NFL. There's still that element to this despite the NIL crap and all the other stuff that's going on. If you're going to the portal and you're living by it, this is the danger. Because when it goes bad, you don't have that investment.
And you're Brian Kelly. We'll play the audio later in the show. Brian Kelly throws his entire team under the bus after the loss. Especially, you're the quarterback. Nussmeier, you stick around. You could have left. And you know, Chip Kelly was complaining about losing guys in the portal. He brings more guys in. And now he had the same issue in Notre Dame. As far as you're going to lose that locker room, they're very interested to see how this thing goes at LSU.
Yeah, Brian Kelly, though, his clock management screwed him, too. And
it's not
we'll,
him.
We'll dive into this. I mean, as much as you want to blame the kids, they had a lead with 8 minutes to play and didn't do jack to extend it or to run any clock. We'll talk about that as well. 404-726-0929.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And as you know, coming off of a Labor Day weekend, there's just so much. It's a huge football weekend with college football. The NFL starts on Thursday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. And we'll have all the NFL action. Baltimore at Kansas City on Thursday night. Pre-game's at 7:30, kicks at 8:15. And then on Friday, as Mike said, game in Brazil. We're not used to this, back-to-back games, but Green Bay, Philly. That game's going to be on our sister station, WAOK. But we got football. And then Sunday, obviously, a full slate of games. As far as the Braves are concerned, and we're going to spend some time and talk about this coming up, they're not winning the division. You can admit that now.
Mm-hmm.
But they could still get in the playoffs. The problem is you are holding on by the hair on your chinny chin chin in that third wild card spot, and the Mets are chasing you, and they don't have that far to go. So, Mike, any slip-ups against these teams that are under 500 that aren't any good, like tonight when we start this series, it could be a problem, and this is the month where things happen in Major League Baseball.
We've seen it all this year with the injuries and, you know, the choke job in Colorado. And I was texting Carl. I was watching. I'm watching the highlights over in Ireland at the time. But Snicker leaving Charlie Morton in a big moment. And, you know, I usually give Snicker the love because he made all the right moves in 21. But that was just boneheaded by any metric at 100 pitches. You can't keep Morton in there. And it's just there's so you could keep right. I think most Braves fans right now, Carl, off the top of their head, could think of 6 or 7 games that you blew this year.
Sure.
One way or the other, that would have had you right even with the Phillies, but that was your last chance to look them eyeball to eyeball and get some games back.
Yeah, we kept saying going into that series, we need 3 or 4.
Right.
We didn't get it. Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit themancavestore.com. Up your Man Cave game. Atlanta, it's game week. We've been waiting all summer long. Falcons, Steelers, Sunday, and we've got plenty to get into. When we come back, though, we'll hit some headlines. Mike brought up Scottie Scheffler winning the Tour Championship. We haven't seen anybody be this dominant since Tiger Woods.
Rawr.
It's Dukes and Bell. It's Dukes and Bell. Happy Tuesday. The Steelers are going to be without their starting left guard, Isaac Siumalu. And we talked about this a little bit last week, Mike, when you were out, when I was saying they've been trying to shuffle some guys around. He suffered a pec injury at practice, and we got word last week he had left practice, and I said, this is even more interesting. Mike Tomlin is expressing confidence that he'll be back beyond week one, saying it's not as serious as they assumed it would be, but he's going to miss this game on Sunday. Guys, he's good. And to say, you know, this would be us missing Chris Lindstrom. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Right. Big.
So, I mean, again, it doesn't mean that we automatically win the game, but this is another challenge for the Steelers. And if you are Jimmy Lake, Mike, and Raheem Morris, you're looking at this and going, attack!
Yeah, so are we going to get it with our down linemen? Are we going to be dialing up blitz packages? You know, guys, we've drafted for getting more physical, bigger size and range. We got better depth than we've ever had on the defensive line between tackle and edge and what, you know, outside linebacker would use in that 3-4. But are we going to get the job done? Because after all the talk and all the things we've been yapping about, now we get to see, are we going to be kicking people's asses and taking names?
We should be.
Which we have not really done, save for maybe, you know, here and there over the 50 years or more this team's been a franchise.
No doubt. It's got to be an attitude. I hope it is. But again, I'm not going to say that we'll dominate up front until I see it, but that certainly does help the situation. And by the way, that hurts the run game too. All right, not only pass protection, but that hurts their run game. Real quick, Mike, let's talk about the dogs because I know a lot of dog fans are making their way back to work today. And listen, you got to feel really good. Not because you beat Clemson, but because the characteristics of a championship caliber team are present.
Right.
And you've seen it. Dog fans, for years, you said, because I've lived it, you said to yourself, I don't know if they could do it. And when they did it, and then they did it back-to-back, you saw those characteristics, Mike. Strong up front, good run game, right? Mm-hmm. Defense stout, being able to shut teams down when you needed to. Listen, Clemson is challenged offensively, but, Mike, this Georgia team, don't get it twisted. That explosion, all those points in the second half, I just felt like this is a team that has the makings of making another run at a national championship.
Now, if you only saw the box score, then you'd say, well, Georgia just kicked their butt. But you knew that, look, for all the things and the heat that Dabo's taken about not indulging in the transfer portal or maybe their NIL's not where it needs to be compared to other elite schools, they got some upperclassmen who played really tough physical defense, and they did. And if Klubnik or anybody could have made a freaking play in the first half, they might have actually put some pressure on Georgia,
yeah.
Which they didn't. But the only thing they could come up with was, I thought, a dirty play. I know the rules have changed in college, but I just thought that, you know, the Maffa hit on Williams, I thought that was some nonsense, and he did get the 15-yarder there. But, yeah, and by the way, no way Michael Williams will play this week. No reason to play him if you're Georgia. Let him just get healed up right with that ankle.
Totally agree.
But Georgia looked like a team in the second half. I think Kirby is perfect. Kirby can sit there and go, we're not playing at an elite level. And certainly Carson Beck there was some good, a lot more good than bad, but the things that Carson Beck probably has to improve on.
Here's the scary thing. They did this without their best running back on the field, right? Trevor Etienne, everybody you talk to has seen him, okay, in practice, like, woo-wee, difference maker. He didn't even play. And they still had 169 yards on the ground. They still pumped out 6.3 yards a pop. So, Mike, what does this look like? What is this offense? How much more explosive is it with Trevor Etienne potentially playing, you know, in the next few weeks? I don't know when he's going to be back. I know we didn't see him this week, but I mean, I just feel like that shows you the depth in the running back room that we've all been concerned about. I know I have, and I've said Georgia didn't run the ball last year the way I expected them to. They didn't have those issues on Saturday, or actually, Saturday afternoon.
How much, because again, I was out of the country, but how much came up this week? Did Kirby answer questions specifically about suspending him for this game?
Not. He just said, we'll see, and everybody assumed that he was not playing.
Because it wasn't a medical.
No.
So he suspended him, and just to give you an idea, you know, Mike Gundy allows Ollie Gordon to have a monster day for Oklahoma State. He actually got hit with a DUI. And, you know, again, our situation was adjudicated, and it was to lesser charges, but it just shows you, I mean, Kirby, to a degree, like, he's never going to dance to the media's tune, but I think Kirby realizes he's got to send a message,
precedent.
Set a tone.
Yeah, I totally agree. He did dress out. Mm-hmm. He did warm up, which had everybody like, oh, but he didn't play. So
I think that's a message, don't you?
Absolutely. And Mike, we said this. Listen, I think as fans, again, you know, people say, well, he's doing what he needs to do. I think you need to tell your fan base, or at least show them how you're handling these situations. And you know, over the past few years, he hasn't done that. It's behind the scenes. It's going to be taken care of. By not allowing this young man to play, you know exactly what was going on, and now we can move forward. Like, okay, I get it. And I've said this, playing time for these kids, you know, these young men, man, they all want to go to the league, Mike. Playing time matters. Snaps matter. So right. You can take money out of their pocket in this NIL world, but at the end of the day, I still think you want to be on the field and you want to show what you have.
Thought that Lovett looked good. I thought, you know, certainly you could say that the receiving core, no big surprises. Everybody, you know, kind of contributed. Defense, you know, the usual suspects, guys you'd expect to kind of get in the mix, did for Georgia. And I just, you know, other than the Williams hit and you take some of the injuries, some guys got to, you know, rest up, heal up, that's all you wanted. You beat a team that's a rival. And, you know, again, their offense, that's Clemson's problem. Georgia turned it on in the second half, as you mentioned, 34-3. So that's great. But Kirby still has enough stuff to bust their chops over this week in preparation for, let's be honest, a patty cake, and then they'll get moving.
We may be watching the best defensive back in the country in Malachi Starks. I want you to hear what Kirby said, because to me, this was the biggest compliment of the weekend. And then we'll hear Malachi Starks' fourth quarter interception, which was insane. If you've not seen the video, again, the way he contorts his body to make this play was stupid, but this is Kirby.
Yeah, when Chant was a freshman wearing 42, people don't remember it. He would play middle field safety, and he had range that was unheard of. I mean, he could go from sideline to sideline, and he made some diving plays and extended his body. And Malachi is very similar to that in terms of his ability to play man-to-man, his ability to play safety. He could go out and play corner if he had to. He's just a tremendous athlete.
Yeah, and the comparison, guys, is to Champ Bailey. That's a pretty good damn comparison. When he starts talking about, when Champ was here, and you don't hear Kirby say that a whole lot because he's seen great players, he played with great players. You start doing that, Mike, you elevate the expectation. Mm. But Malachi Starks is that good.
But we knew he was going to be one of those leaders on this team, and certainly, again, one of the best athletes on this team. And this is a weekend where we saw, you know, amazing stuff from wide receivers and guys who play corner like Travis Hunter. His stuff in Colorado was just bananas. But, yeah, that was one of the best athletic plays of the week. Tennessee State for Georgia, and then they get into the SEC, Kentucky in 2 weeks.
Yep, we'll see what happens. Great win for the Dogs. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, this hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. We got a lot to get into, guys. We will talk more about our Braves, but we got to get to some headlines. Big O, by the way, doing all the jobs tonight, 7 o'clock. Turtle will be on after us, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But Big O, thanks for being here. Engineering and executive producer, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
It is game week. As we've been saying to start the show, Falcons, Steelers. Listen, the injury thing for the Steelers is a big deal, but I know Raheem Morris is going to be focused on what we need to do and what we can do on the field on Sunday. And, Mike, I'll say this, you know, with the defensive additions, the one thing that I think we have to do, and we kind of talked about this earlier amongst ourselves in our you know, show meeting, which is we got to get pressure. This cannot be a game in which we have no sacks, no pressures, no quarterback hits. Mm-hmm. I think Russell's going to give us an opportunity to do that. And then hopefully, Mike, he makes a mistake and throws it to us.
Yeah, because, guys, we've seen it now. Ever since we've gone to this 3 weeks of preseason, and, you know, as we said, some teams approach it differently than we do, a lot of teams come out flat. You know, there's a lot of teams that come out with some mistakes, and now we'll see, as you mentioned, the cohesion with a guy backing up, now having to start on the offensive line at guard, and how does, you know, how does Jimmy Lake take advantage of that? Are we going to be blitzing? You know, we haven't seen, you know, Troy Anderson in a year and a half, basically. Is he going to be out there kicking some butt? Certainly Matthew Judon can't wait. Does Matthew Judon's presence elevate that of Arnold Ebiketie coming off the 6 sacks, or the guy we talk about all the time, Lorenzo Carter? And, you know, we mentioned Grady. Grady is, you know, we take him for granted. Grady is back, and having Grady back in the mix with those other pieces, it is almost like you've got a free agent here on the Falcons. So defense has been good, bend don't break, but the style makes you want, as a fan, just, you know, throw something at the television because we're always getting caught in a zone. There's no pressure, picks apart our secondary. That's not going to happen, right? That's over.
No.
It's over.
No, it's over. It's not. I don't think that is going to happen. I think we're coming after these guys, and we're kind of setting the tone. And I think you're going to see a multitude of guys with sacks this season. It won't be just one dominant guy. Listen, Judon's going to be Judon. But you're not going to see one guy with 25 sacks. I think you're going to see a multitude of guys get to the quarterback. Let's hear from Justin Simmons because he was asked about the quarterbacks, the Steelers quarterback situation.
Yeah, no, it won't matter. And I'm sure, you know, knowing Coach Tomlin and how well he's done there, I'm sure that there even if Russ goes out and start, there might be packages where, you know, Justin Fields comes in and with his ability. And, you know, Russ is a proven veteran in this league and obviously had the pleasure of being his teammate, you know, the last few years in Denver. And, you know he's going to be prepared and he's going to be ready. He's going to have those guys going. And so we have our work cut out for us defensively. And, you know, one that I think you know, we'll answer the bell with, but, you know, we got our work cut out with this. They got great receivers, great run game. So we're going to have to be able to do our thing.
That's called respecting your opponent.
Right. Simmons not going to give you anything remotely close to. Oh, yeah, Russell, was he going to say, Russell was a real jack.
Correct.
I can't wait. We're going to pick this.
Exactly. Or can I really tell you how much him and Sean hate each other? I mean, like, right. He's not going to do that. That's called respecting your opponent. I'm all for that. That's great. And he does know and played with Russ, and that's fine. Again, this whole rebirth thing, right, that everybody thinks is going to happen, like all of a sudden he's going to throw 38 touchdowns this year and, you know, six picks. I don't see that happening. Mike, he's playing not only for now, but he's playing for his future, even if it's not with Pittsburgh. Right. And I think the pressure's on. How much of a leash is he getting? How much rope is he getting? Is he getting four or five games before they're already looking at Justin taking this thing over? If he plays okay, not great. If he plays good, not great. See, that starts Sunday. And if he doesn't perform well and the Steelers come in here and lose, we're not losing this game. That starts the process of him being run out of there.
And then you always have the thing as a quarterback, I'm trying to establish my rhythm in this new offense with Arthur Smith, and now you're going to run Justin Fields in here for a set, which nobody likes. Everyone tries to say the right things about it. Maybe Russell won't. But in this case,
it makes no sense, Mike. Just,
and with Fields, okay.
We're would you do that?
I've always thought it was herky-jerky. I thought when Steve Spurrier did it at Florida, it made no sense. But if you, but again, unless you can dial up something the defense isn't prepared for, but I think as a Falcon fan, you've got to assume that Jimmy Lake and Coach Rod, they're going to have some – they'll have guys ready for that if you see Fields out there.
Braves lose 3 of 4. Rockies are here for 3. We're going to dive more into that later on. Chris Sale on the hill tonight. He's been great, but he did not pitch in that Philly series. The only game we won was Friday night, 7-2, and we had home runs galore. That was it. The other two games, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, we don't score, and Sunday, we lose in 11 innings, but we left 10 runners in scoring position. That's been our season. So we are where we are. We'll see how things shake out. We just have to keep these Mets off our butt.
But, you know, it's funny. I said, man, if I stay on vacation, will the Braves keep winning? Because they went on that amazing run.
They did.
And then, unfortunately, when rubber hits the road where you can really just get it down to one or two games with the Phillies, you just couldn't respond. And Phillies, like, they've got some clutch. They've had their ups and downs. There was no way they were going to win 120 games or something this year. But now, do you trust this team to hang on and hold on to that final spot? Because as it stands right now, we're still playing Milwaukee. And if you go with those pitchers that you mentioned, we still have three pitchers that can shut down somebody. But you've got to find some clutch. And it's just this team has just been a roller coaster of looking like they've turned the corner and they're out of the woods, and then they jump right back in the woods.
Congratulations again to Scottie Scheffler. Wins the PGA Tour, FedEx Cup. $25 million, Mike.
Dude, and he wins Olympic gold this year. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have a better season. Look, we love – I hate to miss being at East Lakes. I know it was so much fun. The Lightning, not so much fun. But maybe they tweak that format a little bit.
I hope.
Make it a little more
competitive.
Climactic.
Competitive, right. Yeah. I'm hoping. You should. Right. Everybody should start at zero. I get the point system. But, Scotty, by the way, when they shut us down on Friday, and I know many of you were like, what the heck? It wasn't us. It was Lightning, and we had to move. But bottom line is, Mike, he was on 16. We were looking at 16. He's about to hit his second shot,
and they
shut him down.
Maybe if the number one guy stays in the top five, he gets some form of bonus, and the guy who takes it can all win some money. Right? There's got to be somewhat to your point. The staggered system, for those who don't know, starting from anywhere from 10 strokes and beyond, yeah, it seems like that just takes a little juice out.
Yeah. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler? We will see how next season rolls around, but that was as dominant as anybody's been since Tiger Woods as far as the tournaments he won this year. All right, we're coming back. We're going to dive more into college football. The new college football AP poll is out, and guess what? Georgia Tech is ranked. We'll talk about it next. Mike and I are in here talking about all the stuff happening in and around college football. It was a great first week, by the way. It just was. Right. And you know, for Georgia, you know, these big neutral site matchup games are statement games. They just are. Listen, you can lose this game. Like, Florida State lost the game in Ireland, right? And everybody said, okay, fine. They still got a chance to win, you know, the ACC and go to the playoff. Then they come home and lose, and you go, well, now you need some help. Because Georgia Tech, for example, is Mike 2-0. They got a top 25 win, and all of a sudden now they are ranked 23rd in the top 25 coaches poll.
And now you got a team, if you're FSU, I mean, do you trust DJ Uiagalelei? That's the thing. It looks like Miami won the quarterback transfer portal race. Mm. Cam Ward looks like a rock star as they just destroyed the Florida Gators. They had Billy Napier so shook he couldn't open a bottle of water after the game if you didn't see the press conference. But, yeah, and DJU is just an average guy. So, you guys in that locker room, what's your culture? Who's going to be the leader? Who steps up? Florida State, and I know, Carl, for watching them all these years, they have a long, deep tradition of upper-class defensive players making business decisions in their last year in Tallahassee. And how many of those guys are going to do that this season? This is a really, really rough spot. This is the roughest patch for Coach Mike Norvell since he took over the job and they had to deal with the Willie Taggart fallout.
Yeah.
In the AP poll, Georgia Tech is 23rd. In the coaches poll, I'm just giving you the top five, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas. Remember, Texas and Georgia will play in a few weeks. And then Alabama is four. Right. Georgia and Alabama will play at the end of this month. Ole Miss, Oregon, Notre Dame. Big win for Notre Dame on the road against A&M. And then Penn State, Michigan, and Mizzou is 10. So that's what you're looking at right now. And again, for everybody who says, okay, well, these rankings stink. What does it matter? College Football Playoff Committee, this is a starting point, guys. You still have to win your games. You got to give the committee something to stand on. And if you lose games, example, Florida State, where they were ranked, you got to win these games to give me a reason why I need to include you in the College Football Playoff.
Now, we talked about Brent Key's effort, and when he's an underdog, he just wins. They just have went at a big clip. You can't lose a game at Syracuse. You know what I'm saying? You can't give it back because that's the kind of game, this is the kind of stuff that would trip all Georgia Tech teams up. You know, win the games you're not supposed to, lose the games you're supposed to win.
For sure.
And then they got VMI, Louisville. Louisville right now is ranked at number 22, as you said, early days yet. But this is where Brent Key, you've already got the statement win. You survived the letdown game in Georgia State. And you mentioned earlier, you and I both, I think a lot of people around the country go, why? What's Bill O'Brien taking the Boston College job for? They went 7-6 last year. He's a smart coach, you said it. Saw what the Georgia Tech did, replicated the game plan, and with maybe even a more mobile quarterback, right, what you saw last night. But this is just the ACC. And the ACC, it's funny, Florida State fans, Carl, the sense of, I don't know, I call it being delusional. You're going to go to private equity and buy our way out. We're too good for the ACC. Now you look like a joke. I'm an FSU booster. Carl, it's karma. Know who you are, right?
Mm.
You sit there and you start telling people, well, listen, Clemson's on the downside. Dabo can't fix it. So now you're going to go to, oh, now you're such a big hot find for the Big 12 and the Big 10. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
It's delusional.
The Dabo thing is interesting. And I know we have a lot of South Carolina, you know, folks that listen and certainly Clemson fans. The bottom line is, I cannot blame him not going into the portal for not winning. But what I will tell you is two guys that Kirby took in the portal scored in this game on Saturday. You have to supplement your roster. And the way I described it, Mike, over the weekend, I was talking about this on the national show. Here's the deal, guys. The portal is a tool. If you get a tool at your job that can improve your job, if they came to Mike and I and said, you know what? We've got something that's going to help you guys be better. If you use it the right way, you can improve your show. And if Mike and I said, pah! Hell no, we've been doing this 30 years. We're never going to change. No way. We're not doing anything. Bring that new tool and I'll squash it and flush it down the toilet. It's stupid. Of course you should look at it, see it, examine it, and understand how every other coach around the country is using it. Mike Dabo has refused to use this tool that could improve his team. Kirby is using it in a supplementary way. Hey, I'm going to take a couple of guys that I need. We need some depth at wide receiver, tight end. Mike, I go out and get a couple of guys. Both of those guys scored in this game. So I am not going to tell you they lost because of it. What I will tell you is it feels like Mike Bell, the game is passing him by. You are doing things you were doing right. 10 years ago.
We built this program God's name,
I've heard.
Image, and
10
likeness.
Years ago, and then you went on a little run, and you won two chips. But, Mike, you've got to evolve. And that is the issue I have with Dabo Swinney right now, is I do not believe the program is evolving, and more importantly, the coaches he's hired since right. Brent Venables and his offensive coordinator went to Virginia, he's not been able to replace those guys.
Said it all summer long. Dabo, this you got to really figure out, how are you going to fix this? Because now you're hemorrhaging, and now all of a sudden the boosters and the big money people say, you know what, yeah, we beat Alabama. We're going 11, 12 wins. Now you're losing four games a year. Now you look like you have lost your fastball. Georgia, remember when you and I did our first show back in 2014, I said Clemson and Georgia are right there. Both teams hadn't won a championship since 1980 and 81. Clemson got there first, but it sure looks like Kirby is built for the long term.
It's the way he's doing it.
I mean, it's look. You,
it's the
you,
way he's doing it.
You create a culture where you have accountability. Florida State doesn't have that. You know, like you can't get humiliated by Georgia and think your culture is you got a tight fit, right? Everything's dialed in. You don't lose a game like that and then go out there and get, now you bring in a new group of transfer portal players and you rely on them. How's their commitment to this team now things have gone completely south?
Yeah.
How do you dial those guys in? I mean, are these guys going to simply – these are guys that are – their only reason they're at Florida State is you gave them the most money. There's no equity. There's no sweat equity. There's no sense of loyalty. They don't know anything about the coaching staff. They just came there for the loot.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It is.
And we're going to have the same situation at Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin. Curious to see how he handles it.
Yeah, Oregon did not look good. They're still highly ranked, but they did not look like everybody expected them to look. I thought Notre Dame and that defense is going to travel. They go into a tough environment. A&M does what A&M does. They blow big games. And then, Mike, you know, Michigan, I still don't think they're as good as they were last year. They struggled in the first half. They found a way to get it done. Texas looked amazing. Hi, Arch Manning. And Ohio State didn't play anybody.
Well, that's every year.
They didn't play anybody. So I'm curious to see once we get into the meat of these schedules, right, end of the month, into October, conference play, how things start to shake out and what it's going to look like. But this is why everybody's saying, even if Georgia loses a game or two with their schedule, if you lose the fourth-ranked Alabama or third-ranked Texas, Mike, you're still going to get into the college football playoff. But I don't think that's going to happen. I got them losing one game all season. I don't know which one it's going
to
be.
And, you know, we kind of look down our nose at USC because they just don't seem to play the kind of defense to win. You need to win championships since Lincoln Riley got. They'll score a ton of points. But I thought that LSU game was fascinating watching Brian Kelly and his guys just kind of completely lose the momentum. We'll play that sound later where Kelly's throwing his team under the bus. But USC, maybe they've got something cooking. I know it's early days.
I like what I saw.
This is where you got to say, okay, where's the real USC? Because that was a tough game where they took some punches, hung in there. Colorado, too. You know, Deion's got people just circling around with knives, just waiting to kill them. And look, they had a slow start against a subdivision team, but then they had some of the greatest plays of the weekend.
They got to win this week, though. You got to handle Nebraska. You're going on the road. You beat Nebraska. That's a big win. Dylan Raiola, we're aware. We know who he is.
Right.
Looked good, threw the deep ball well. But, Mike, that's a win for Colorado. To your point about USC, Miller Moss, that's the kid. Steps in for Caleb Williams. Looks like the real deal.
Right. I saw him on an interview yesterday on ESPN. I was able to see ESPN in Europe. I don't have it here in America.
Are you a DirecTV customer?
That's a Big Ten Four.
Wow.
So the rub now is I get the Braves on Bally, and now I can't watch anything on Disney or ESPN.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get into this later in Guy Talk because they're making it freaking impossible to watch college football and all your favorite stuff without spending a grand. Because I got to have DirecTV for the Braves and the Hawks. I got to have YouTube TV to watch ESPN. You know, this is insane. Where does it end?
But I did
get to see the segment where he looks so cool. The USC quarterback, he's just laid back dude, and he's literally, it's almost like the quintessential, like he should be in like Point Break with Bodie and the guys. Yeah, brah. You know, he's just dialed in.
He is. We will see, man. Listen, I'm so excited about this college football season. Everybody, just again, if you are totally against or you don't think this is going to work, and oh, by the way, that team won't beat this team. I'm just telling you, look at what just happened. Look at what Boston College, no expectation, just went down there in Florida State and slapped them. These are the things you're going to potentially see in the playoff. And by the way, as the season gets better, these teams will get better. It's early in the year. But that kind of stuff, Mike, to see an upset like that, is great for college football.
No, look, guys. I went round and round with all these FSU fans. Remember, like, earlier it was in July. Well, we don't want you at our booster parties. Well,
so?
We live in a world of extremes. I've always been based on reality. You cannot live with mercenaries and expect these guys to be able to bail you out. And look, I'm going round and round with a guy on Twitter right now. Follow us, Carl's. Put him up, C-Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. DJ Uiagalelei is not a good quarterback.
He's terrible.
How the hell he pulled that off as a freshman at Notre Dame, filling in for Trevor Lawrence, I'll never understand. Because he looks like he's a completely different guy.
Oh, at Clemson, yes.
He cannot make plays. He cannot. Tight end did drop some balls, no doubt. But they were wide open receivers. You got the rub route. You got the thing you want. He throws the ball to the guy selling hot dogs.
He looks shook to me. And I said this, by the way, Mike, when you were out last week. And this is why I'm done. I used to not criticize student athletes. Some of these guys are making more money right now than you're making your entire life. That's over, okay? That's done. DJU sucks. He's terrible. Plain and simple, okay? So for everybody that was like, oh, this is the next big thing, I'm watching last night in the first quarter, I said, they are in trouble. He's missing wide open guys. Mike, he looked shook. He dropped back. It was like, oh, who should I throw it to?
And then he'd throw it, and it was completely off base.
He's never on schedule. Remember like the Ritter stuff? The ball would come out too late.
Oh.
You know, his balls to the flat. They're never where they need to be. Yeah, guys drop some passes. We get it. The wide receivers got to do some work. But you look at Miami and Cam Ward. Cam Ward throws for 385 yards. His completion percentage was 74%.
He's got game.
The dude is a baller.
He is.
And again, hey, how do you get to Miami? Because they gave him more money than Florida State. That's how it works.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. What'd you think about the first official weekend of college football? Obviously, week zero happened, and it got us rolling, but you had a full slate of games, got a sense of what's going on. I will say this now before we get deep into the season. Watch out for Tennessee. I'm just going to tell you right now. Watch out for Tennessee. I'm not going to tell you they're going to beat Georgia or they're going to win the SEC. Just watch out. That is a team that might be primed to surprise a lot of people. Now, they're ranked 14th in the AP poll, 12th in the coaches poll. There are people who are watching that team and going, okay, they got a quarterback. They got some athletes. Yep. Tennessee may be a problem. I'm just putting it out there. And by the way, Georgia, SEC, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, SEC, right? That is all in the top five. You've got four SEC teams. And this is why, Mike, we said with this 12-team playoff, you may have four or five SEC teams right in this thing.
But, I mean, I hate to tell folks this, but if you lose two games to start the season, you're not going to make the playoff. Unless
they're done.
And, again, if you get the conference, right, you win the conference, you're still getting the automatic bid?
Yes, you are.
So, but, again,
yes,
you'll go on the road.
I've got to
go back and look how they seed you.
If you win your conference, you are a top four seed.
Which is going to be crazy because you should be on the road playing somewhere if you got four losses and the conference is that bad, which may or may not be the case.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. But, yeah, the top four seeds, SEC, right, Big 12, Big 10, ACC, all right, which is the Power Four now. Power Five used to be Pac-12. It's no longer exist. Those four, along with the group of five, so you get five teams that are going to have an opportunity to be ranked, you know, in that top five. But that's how it's going to end this season. All right, man, we got a lot more to get to. Did I mention game week?
You know, it's the worst when your team has been humiliated twice on national television, if you could see it, and then your arch rival looks frigging great, the Miami Hurricanes. That's my case. In the case of Georgia, everybody Carl just laid out in the SEC is doing what they should be doing, with the exception of LSU.
All right, we're coming back. NFL Blitz is on the way. 49ers, they said, hey, we might be slow, but we're not dumb. They are going to take care of Trent Williams, and they absolutely had to. But what about Ja'Marr Chase? His status remains fluid. At least that's what they're saying. We'll get you caught up on all the NFL news as week one starts Thursday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.